for the 9th episode in the 90th year. How are you, bud?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm good, mate. God save the Queen.
Hey.
Got a bye weekend this weekend.
Go to Blues.
So we've got a bye weekend and a bye guest. So it's just Pugger and I today, talking some old stuff.
A little get to know us.
As you just mentioned there, the Blues played last night, which is a little bit too early Queenslander.
How good was it?
And we love it.
How good
was it? We didn't love it. But I remember, was it last season we won the first one?
We won.
And, and then Queensland came back. So I'm holding my hopes for game two.
Yeah.
Is that Suncorp?
Yes, it is.
A big part.
Yes. I thought
it would be an insurmountable task, but it's not. The Blues prevailed by it.
I was filthy though. I had Gagaitis any time twice. I had New South Wales to win.
Yeah.
Tom Trevoidis to score any time. Gagaitis to score any time. And right at the end, he went,
hey, close.
The scoring. Right at the end.
Well, bugger
that. Don't hit 10. I hit 10. I hit 10.
Yeah, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I missed out.
You missed out. How's your back?
I think back's good.
Playing?
I will be back playing. But I'm glad there's a bye this week.
Yeah. First grade being ready this week.
I'm waiting for that call up from Cronulla.
Yeah, he'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting.
I will. Yeah. But that's good. Went to the specialist. He rubbed me out.
Have a hand job
there. Got me in a few different positions. Kind of a little bit tender. But yeah, I'm good.
You have to give me his number. I need to run out for you.
I'm actually looking forward to getting back out there.
Yeah.
And having a run.
Yeah, now that we're winning.
Exactly.
There's a hopefully been a piss out of some teams as well.
Your best chance to win it.
How'd we go on the weekend up at Nelson Bay? That's first grade one. Did you win all grades like
that? Yes.
We should really know this shit.
Good. No, no, they did. All grades one, except for divisional loss at Colvin.
Well, okay.
I think they went down by 7 points or something.
Cold up there, or
it would have been.
Okay. So was that on Friday night? Or
no, no, that was on the Saturday. Friday night they won here. They played Hamilton. Mm. Won easily. Girls had a good win up there after first grade against McDowie.
Oh, yeah, they played again up there.
Yeah, they played there.
Was it a cross trip?
No, I don't think it was.
I think they'll try and get it going.
Yeah.
I suggested they should do wigs as a team around this time.
What did they do? Well, they do a theme every time they go.
Oh, they did ski his last time, but it was out in Middle Earth, and I'm single, but he's got a little jacket on over the top. He's only take your jacket, get the photo, put your jacket over there. It's too cold. But wigs, you can rub right up. But wigs,
I think they had silly hats.
Well, did they do it on a bus trip?
No, but I just think they did. I don't know. They might have had a few on a bus trip. But a couple of the boys went to that night ball.
Oh.
2001 reunion at the Newcastle Workers. Or whatever it's called in West.
Oh, yeah.
And I should call it the Worth as well.
Yeah, the Worth as well. Yeah. I think it was Panthers when I was there.
When
I came to town. That's the day the town changed, mate. 2012.
When you came to town?
It was just padded up down there on the beach.
When did you come in 2012?
So they won an undefeated in 2011.
And you thought, I need to get down there.
No, my wife got placed here out of the police academy. You were living in Sydney, I was playing for Randy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I lasted 4 training sessions and I was a bloke out of gave that a rest.
Did you play?
No. What happened was, someone broke my spirit by that. You know when you're holding by the jersey and you do the sprints?
Yeah.
Some bloke just put their ankle on them, dug his heels in, and I just tried to run. He quite blew out after the first one. I pretend I had an asthma attack and rolled down the hill and went back in the car. That was my rant. But my little brother was a really good football player. He was playing first grade at Redwood. So I was going training with him to sort of help him, meet the boys. And so he was popping up there, going up one. So I come, I know a bloke named Bruce Warboys, who was the president of New South Wales Rugby at the time.
Mm-hmm. What was his last name?
Warboys.
Warboys.
Yeah, Bruce Warboys.
W-A-R-B-O-Y.
Yeah. You know that?
No, that is killer.
So, and then continuing stations in the country thing, I was telling him, I'm going down there and going to play for Maryland. He said, yeah, sweet. Well, how I come to play for Maryland is I knew how to get to Maryland Beach. I knew how to get to Maryland. I didn't play for the years. I was like, hey, turns out first training session was down the beach somewhere, got lost on the way there. The Bruce Warboys told Stacey, oh, I've got this guy coming down from Coffs Harbour, he's won a couple of premierships up here, blah, 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 he's a good guy. I did no idea, I had no idea they'd spoken, so they won under
exactly.
The that conversation between Bruce and Sockie happened, so Sockie's telling the team that he won undefeated the year before, both coming down from Coffs Harbour, the madman and the borrower. I turned and phoned him, so I just got to meet him, I'm trying to be sure, and then I got Mick Gill coming at me with a thing, and I don't know what the hell fighting me this way. Eddie Mac trying to stand on me. Hey, what's going on here, boys? I'm trying to just chime in. Is it the gap? Is it the gap in the teeth? And then I later found out that's what it was. And they all thought I was coming for their position because, was it Lewinsky? Dan Lewinsky?
Yeah.
He was the captain the year before, and he had left.
Yeah, he was the.
That number seven. I'll bring him in as his new seven, but I had no idea. I hadn't been playing in the red. I was just coming down to meet some mates and have a laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the piss whipped out of me up there at, what's it called?
Empire.
And I never looked back. That's how I come to the river.
Because
I knew how to get to the beach.
Those three coming at you straight away.
No, it was no good. And then Matty Olin was coming up as well, so he was trying to make a name for himself. Yeah. Dropped me on your head a couple of times. Thanks, Matt.
Wow.
I was just trying to make
sure. Matt
was still... Smash it was good though. That's how it is. You know, you're an outsider. You're a junior, but when you're an outsider and you come to the club, people's positions are already cemented. The social dynamics of the group are already in place. You know, everyone thinks that when you come with not only for my jersey, but for my social spot. So people protect that because it's a violent sport. People go after you physically.
Yeah, yeah.
No one really comes up and starts bagging you like it's because you're going to a netball game or something.
No.
It's all physical. So there you go. Next minute they're coming at you full tilt, which I respect. You know, I'm sure I've done the people in the club, this club and other clubs that I play at. But
yeah.
And then you do the whole pre-season. No one really talks to you. You don the jersey, and then that's what you do. That's mate.
Yeah.
That's it. It's about once you bleed for each other and fight for each other. And then, because I was there all pre-season, and then I've got their back, and they've got mine, and then that's it. That's then you're in the club. And I say that to all the new guys up at training, so I have been involved, you know, in the last few years in a coaching capacity.
Yeah.
Just say, look, if I know it's tough now, I can't make him be your friend. You just got to turn up every week, cop it, and when you don the jersey, give me it. And then you're out.
Well, even though when I came back in 2012, I tried to be great guy. Playing rugby. Did a few other things. Gonna be wild.
Believe
And decided to come back. But I still feel like when I came back, even though I knew a couple of the guys, I still felt like I was a bit of an outsider. Even though I was a junior.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. So last year there was no games. And this year, so it's probably an interchange of about people, that people like guys who retire and leave.
Yeah.
Guys, 60 new guys, you set it out of touch. It goes as the years go on, and more guys come in, more and more guys go out.
Yeah.
The old heads sort of disappear, and new guys come through. So even on game day down here now, I'm sort of, who's that bloke?
Yeah.
I know the majority of them.
So you
were out to go through the same thing.
Yeah.
Sort of re-establish yourself.
And I came into that fourth division or five, whatever, third grade, fourth grade kind of. Yeah, it was multi. Frankie, Tommy Wesley, those guys. So they've been there for a while, so they were the old heads when I come in.
Yeah. That's something that sort of...
It was a bit intimidating.
Of course it is.
But it was good. I enjoyed, like, the bus bits. Like, Tommy Wesley was fucking... He was the best. He doesn't know a couple.
Then you go
for a beer, on the bus,
yeah.
Back to the boat, then you go back to his, what was his boat, what do you call his boat?
Ooh.
It was something bad.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Still
blue kill. No. Like that chapter.
Oh, he put his daughters in
the place. Get his daughters in the place or something.
Lovely place. But you were around when, so I came in 2012, and people like to say, yeah, the club's flying high now.
Yeah.
The club is flying high then, but people like to say, the years before that,
the years before that, because the 2012 one, we grand final again. It was the first grand final at number two.
Yeah.
Played Hamo again.
Yeah.
They scored just 40-0. They fucking wiped us.
I played that game.
Wasted got on the field. I was not on the field that game because I was with Davies. I didn't play. I was with Davies and the boys. We had our Greens banner.
Yeah,
I was on the side. We played for them. They had all the marquee set up at the airport on the club. There was like uni and all these other clubs.
Yeah.
Blake came around and took it. Ran off. So Davies is chased after him. Jumped the fence inside and chased after him. And I thought, so I walked around the back chasing, and then I seen Davies is tackling behind the goalpost. You guys were up there for a line out or something.
I remember this.
And me and Davies are into this bloke behind the goalpost, and Eddie Mack saw it.
And he was around.
He wanted to hold him back.
Yeah, I remember this.
So where their security's come, they carted him off. Me and Davies jumped the fence and
get the flag back.
Get the flag back.
Then
Dixie, the Hawks mascot,
yeah.
They came around. Dixie jumped, stole the head. Stole the head, ran back up into the crowd and booted it over the fence into the drain. Started to dip a little, and then Homo obviously went on that big long run.
I'm talking socially.
Socially, I don't think it's really ever dipped socially at all. I think we've always been pretty good.
Yeah.
I wasn't really around the club socially, you know, in that period from 07 when they won to 11. I was sort of in and out. Lived in Melbourne and still knew a few of the guys like Eddie and, you know, Vegas and those guys. But I was involved not as heavily as what I am now.
Yeah.
But it was still good. It still had a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we still do, yeah. We love it, really. Yeah. As soon as the camera goes off, the taps are on and we're off. 90 screens for the 90th year, boys. So what about your experience with the old Green? Best experience in there?
I've had a few. I tell you what, when I played junior, you used to get changed in that little room.
Which
I don't know how, because it's not very big.
No.
It used to fit about 20 kids in there, you know, doing just a, like getting changed and all that. And then you'd walk out the door along this little walkway and then down these rickety stairs and then run out onto the field. So that was, I love that, you know. But
one of my favourite experiences in there is when the girls brought this big boom box. After first grade had played. We were after first grade had played, they just set up game there with disco lights and everything.
Yeah.
And they just went for it. 30 people in
it. That's just really. Was it after a baby toilet?
I don't know what it was, but 30 people down there all drinking champagne. It was like a dirty King Street disco vibe. I loved it.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that, you know. Like the old boys watching the football. Just seeing how lived in that. There's some stories in there that the boys would play the BTSP.
Yeah.
This is in the coming year, it's called the BTSP. And the original story of that is that someone, one of the carpenters from the club, years and years ago, built a pub in the corner.
Yeah.
And someone came up and said, fuck, that's a ball tower of a pub. That's what we're going to call it. The ball tower of a pub. And they've got paid them over the years, three in the corner.
That's great. Yeah, I used to, what else? Oh, even, you know, Silly Sundays, you get up there.
Yeah.
There was once, the Wiggles one, remember the Wiggles one?
I don't think I was there then. Oh, was it?
I don't know. I think you were.
What year was
it? Oh, 13, 14. I think the intro, I used the title of me in the intro. I'm wearing like a green, a blue skivvy. That's almost like a midriff on me.
It was Silly Sundays.
You probably weren't wearing anything back
there. Yeah, I have a tendency to do that from time to time.
Yep, me.
It's about playing.
Playing. Well, juniors was a big highlight for me.
Yeah.
I came into a side from, I was playing for South and then like that played for Green, so Mick Jones, went on to play for Australia Schoolboys. Injured his back. Mate of mine, or two mates played, I went to school with, they said, you need someone to come and fill this spot. Do you want to come play? I was playing lock for South, so I said, yeah, okay. So I came in in
fullback.
Well, I started in the forwards, and then I moved, and then when Jonesy came back, I went to the back.
Oh.
And we won the grand final that year, 50-0 or something, next thing. But, and then we just went on this big run. I think we won about five grand finals as a junior. Pretty much all of them under Tony Munro, all the same squad, pretty much.
Yeah.
A few guys came in and out. But yeah, played with Goss the whole time.
Yeah.
Those guys, I'm still friends with now, so which is. I'm still great mates with Tony. I catch up with Tony whenever I can, and we try to have a beer. Me and the two other mates that I went to school with, the four of us all try to have a beer at least every Christie.
Is he still here, Tony? Is he going
to WA? No, I think he's still here. He was going to uni, but I don't know where he's.
I thought he was last
time. Yeah. But he was, because it was the three of us that played and we went to school together, we used to go on end season trips to Narrabeen and stuff. We thought they were stupid, they thought they were smart.
Yeah.
Putting all three of us in the same room with no parents.
Yeah.
Because one of them was Johnny, so when he was like, he's a man child, he had a full beard in his seven. So we're in Narrabeen. They put us in there with another bloke, Bryn, of us.
Yeah.
And no parents, no supervision. So we're like, it's just fine. Like, yeah, that would be good. This. Right. As soon as not looking, we're straight at the ball. They can see us.
Some pretty big games and some pretty big moments, but just be able to say, Chris Jamie played some really well, so that's probably my biggest.
So sentimental.
And it's meeting all great people like you, really.
Yeah. Under all those tough speakers, we're big softies, aren't we?
Yeah. All right, the beer is finished. They want to do it later.
Who would I take? Yeah. I haven't even thought of that one. I think I'd definitely take Jimmy Vegas.
Yeah.
Eddie Mack.
Yeah.
And Merv.
Good crew. I see you guys going to Hawaii. Right, my crew, they're going to Columbia. And I'm taking Danny, Merv, and Jake.
You're taking Danny first to Columbia.
Merv, Jake. That's
who I'm not coming back. You're not coming back.
Alright, we better wrap it up.
Alright, that's a good one. Just you and me.
I'm bored if I hang on because I didn't research it beforehand.
What's the first? The green room.
The green room.
That's all new merch. What you got, the new merch that we've got available on the wherethecutton.com.
Yeah, empty your wallets, give a wallet to your money, we love you all. Thank you very much. Bye. Wow.